So the first case of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 has been confirmed here. The case was detected by the National Virus Reference Laboratory and is related to travel from one of the designated countries where Omicron was first identified in southern Africa. Details were given at a news briefing by NPHET, which was continuing up to a short time ago. Listening in was our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers. So Fergal, what can you tell us about what is known in relation to this confirmed case? How is it detected, and what's known about how the person became infected?
Well, this was a technical briefing by NPHET within the last hour, and they've confirmed the first case of Omicron, the variant of concern here, having been identified. It is travel related from one of the designated countries, and it was identified last week, so it's a current case. The person concerned had symptoms. We don't have information at this point in time about the disease severity, whether those symptoms are mild or otherwise. We're told that enhanced contact tracing is underway for potential close contacts. This case was identified because the National Virus Reference Laboratory looked back from the very end of September up to now and did tests on 8 samples identified of concern. And Dr. Killian de Gascoigne, the head of the National Virus Reference Laboratory, said they're actually reassured that only one case, you know, has been identified, because they thought they would have more cases here. And he also said there had been some luck in identifying the case, and that for Omicron, for this variant of concern, to get a hold and a dominance, it would need to have a transmission advantage and also benefit from more socialization. But as we know currently, Delta is the absolute dominant virus here.
So do we know then, will they continue testing for Omicron? Will it be kept under surveillance, as it were?
It will. The Virus Reference Laboratory, you know, has capacity at the moment. It does about 10% of genetic testing for all of the cases to see, you know, if any new variants are here, or what variants are maybe getting a hold. So that will continue. I think it has capacity to do about 1,500 tests a week. So that will continue. It was inevitable that we would have the first case. Indeed, the Minister of Health, Stephen Donnelly, a few days ago said it'd be no surprise to hear of cases, because as we know, the European Centre for Disease Control has identified in quite a number of countries in Europe cases of it, but all cases mild, or people with no symptoms and no deaths yet. So obviously the exact threat posed by this virus is still not clear, and the World Health Organization has said it's going to take several weeks to see real-time data and get a proper picture for it, because remember, we've had 4 variants of concern here. This is the 5th, but really Alpha and Delta, in particular Delta, were the really severe ones. We have still to see whether Omicron fits into those categories, or is a mild with limited effect.
Meanwhile then, the picture in terms of the rate of infection in the community in this current wave, some figures given on the incidence rate, the 7-day incidence rate, which is slightly lower, is that right, this week compared to last week?
It is. I mean, it's certainly encouraging. The 7-day incidence rate is 4,538 cases. That's an improved. We're seeing an improving situation. NPHET said today they're going to meet tomorrow to review the situation, and they'll advise government as they do. But the chief medical officer, Dr. Tony Hoolan, said today the infection has slowed, that the public have responded. The R number, which people will be well familiar with now, is now at 1. That's down from 1.2. Cases are tracking somewhat better than the NPHET optimistic level, so that's encouraging. But of course, the most striking case numbers, we're told of here, are in that 5 to 12 year age group. Tomorrow, NPHET will look at the high levels of Delta, the unknown impact of Omicron, now that we have our first confirmed case, the flu season, which is really kicked in at this point, and then in the context of the Christmas season, and more mixing. And but currently, the virus is stable, but still a high-risk situation.
So what they wouldn't be drawn on then was whether they'd be likely to be recommending further restrictions at that meeting tomorrow. Sorry, Fergal, did I lose you there? I was just saying that what they wouldn't be drawn what they wouldn't be drawn on was a question of whether they were minded to recommend further restrictions ahead of that meeting tomorrow.
No, they never do say, tell the media what they're going to do before the meeting. But what they did say is that new modelling is being done with to factor in the scenarios with Omicron, you know, built in there as to what impact it might have. And I mean, I think they'll have some serious advice for government because the situation remains delicate, certainly, with the unknown impact of Omicron. So many things coming together. At this point in time, though, the trends, as we have them with Delta, are improving, and at the moment there's no sense that there will be any significant restrictions yet.
Very good. Well, that's encouraging. Fergal Powers, thank you for that.